O Lord, from all our hearts, we thank you. Thank you that you have gathered us tonight to bid farewell to the past year and to begin the new one among the angels, the martyrs, and the saints. We thank you, our Lord, because of your great love that you manifested to every one of us, to your church, to your people, but not only to them, but to the whole world. You are the lover of mankind, and you are the savior of the whole world, and you are the kingdom of heavens. There is nothing but you. We can be delighted eternally in the heavenly Jerusalem. That's why when we begin our new year in the house of God, we are considered standing in heavens. We thank you, our Lord, for everything you have done for us in the last year, from the beginning to the end. As usual and as ever, you are faithful while we were not that faithful to you. But you cannot deny yourself. You cannot change your mind towards us, because you deal with us not according to our sins, but according to your mercy. Please, our Lord, help us to keep our covenants this year. Keep us to grow in spirit and to leave everything, whatever it is, which may prevent us from this spiritual growth. Keep your church. Keep our new Pope that you have selected for us to shepherd your flock on earth under the guidance of your Holy Spirit. Be in his heart, in his mind, in his life, with all our holy fathers, the members of the synod, the servants, the proto-priests, the priests, the deacons, the servants everywhere in every church, whatever the service is. Keep them, help them to have an acceptable, successful, and grateful work pleasing your heart. Also, we ask you, our Lord, in this year, to bring back every soul who gone astray, every soul who put her back to you and went to the world. Bring every lost sheep to your church again, and help us also to live in the church not by body, but as you are growing in wisdom, stature, and grace, as we read this evening. So also, our Lord, help us to grow in wisdom, stature, and grace to you and to the people. Through the intercession of the Mother of God and all the saints, please, our Lord, do not forget your people in Egypt. Please, repose the souls who gave their lives for the sake of the faith in Libya 2 days ago. Your church always, by your permission, but by your will, our church presents new martyrs every now and then to enrich the faith on earth and to increase the intercessors for us. Our Lord, accept your prayers through their intercession, and moreover, the intercession of the Mother of God and all the saints, and make us worthy to pray to you thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen.